From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Andrea Seabrook. Now, a story of two women in rock and roll. You may feel you know too much about one of them. The other one you may not have heard of, but you probably know the song she's written and produced.
I am beautiful, no matter what they say.
Producer Linda Perry has worked with Christina Aguilera, Pink, Alicia Keys, and the Dixie Chicks, and she discovered multi-platinum singer James Blunt. But Perry now faces what may be a rock producer's most formidable challenge, rehabilitating the career of Courtney Love. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports.
Linda Perry's private recording studio is an industrial olive-colored building tucked away on an anonymous Burbank street. It's got a secret little courtyard where Perry stands smoking with the widow of Kurt Cobain.
Give me a cigarette. That's my girl. See, I got her whipped, man. I got Courtney Love whipped.
There's barely a peep of protest from Courtney Love, the infamously brassy singer-actress whose personal life has long been tabloid fodder. Love is simply happy to be here.
Look at this place. It's Shangri-La. We've got a spa over there. Have you seen the spa?
Spa, sauna, gym, fully stocked kitchen, and a cavernous recording studio lit by chandeliers.
And it has a huge wall of books, giant orange mod couch.
Over 100 amps, 100 guitars. Got a big grand piano right here.
Behind there is her real secret sauce, though.
Those are my drums.
Right over here is her drums.
Tonight, Love is rehearsing a song for her upcoming album. This, the potential first single, is still pretty rough, lacking the benefit of Perry's signature sheen. The song's about a working girl named Samantha.
Samantha, you swore.
Date in rock is writing about self-destructive women.
Courtney Love happens to know a little something about that topic.
That's why there's so many songs about self-destructive women, because it's so freaking easy to do. So I really wanted to mess with the form.
Love's subversive impulses made her career. Critics declared her 1994 album, Live Through This, one of the year's best. Fronting for her Riot Girl band, Hole, Love would dive from the stage and crawl back, clothes ripped, bruised, bleeding. But the singer always aspired towards mainstream success, like Nirvana's. Love hopes this will join the canon of great rock songs about girls, like Sting's Roxanne or Rhiannon by Fleetwood Mac.
And this is mine, Samantha. Wanted to change to Savannah, because Roxanne, Rhiannon, those aren't standard names, but it just started as Samantha, so why not just keep it? I just don't like the Mantha of it, you know, but I'm singing it well.
You used me up, Samantha. You burned me down, Samantha.
Courtney has yelled and screamed and hollered and thrashed and crashed and burnt herself out to a point where people stopped listening to her.
Linda Perry hopes this album will bring forth an older, wiser Courtney Love. Of late, Love's weight gain, multiple arrests, and drug use pulled focus from her talents. The album she's rehearsing now was, for a while, titled How Dirty Girls Get Clean.
Heroin! Haven't done it in 10 years, but I still remember the feeling. If God made something better, he saved it for himself.
Courtney Love is incredibly skinny these days. She says she's lost 30 pounds since December. During a dinner break with Linda Perry, she's almost snake-like in low-cut leather pants.
All right. Courtney, did you order food?
I'm on shakes, dude.
You're on shakes? What is that?
I've been on these shakes. Not Slim Fast, but they're like Slim Fast. I don't eat, because food is for peasants.
Love believes the music industry is unkind to aging ladies.
Because I'm 41, is anyone going to give me about me still rocking? Not if I'm thin enough. Isn't that the funny answer? You know, I tried explaining that to my daughter, and she was like, you're sick.
Love's daughter, Frances Bean Cobain, is now 14 years old.
My daughter's so hot. She's so smart. She's just like, the culture you ascribe to is so disgusting, mother.
The excesses of that culture drove Courtney Love to rehab a year and a half ago. While she was there, Linda Perry sent her a guitar. Perry says together they wrote all the album's songs.
She did it all sober, and she's still sober, and she's still together, and she's always been together. Courtney just loves drama, you know, that's the secret.
Perry's known Love for decades. They became friends in San Francisco, where Perry sang for the band Four Non Blondes, remembered now for one massive hit.
Personally, I hate that record. I listen to it and I cringe because it's not who I am. Like, I'm not that girl.
That girl is the disassociative term Linda Perry uses for her former self.
Linda and Four Non Blondes. That girl, oh my God, she's just so annoying, you know?
Perry says on the Four Non Blondes album, she was shut out of the recording process.
I'd ask too many questions in the studio, and it would be like, can't you just be a singer? Can't you be that girl? And no, actually I can't. And the whole time I was like, why does that guitar sound so funny? And in there it sounds so rocking. Oh, you don't understand. You won't understand.
The experience crushed Perry, and when she cut a solo album, she was determined to master the mechanics of producing. Making an album, Perry says, is a little like directing a play. Musicians are her actors.
Drummer, your character today is I want you to really lay on the snare, but I want you to lighten up on all the cymbals because you're going to be aggressive only on the snare to make it pop. Bass player, you're going to be sensitive guy with the long, fat notes. Courtney, you're the f***ed up, troubled person, and you gotta be vulnerable.
Perry's ability to produce a wide range of music, from glossy pop to string quartets, gives her traction in the competitive boys' club of rock and roll, says Courtney Love. She says Perry comes across as edgy and dark, but she has a need to write confectionery commercial hits, like the ones that rebuilt the career of Christina Aguilera.
She wrote this song called Candyman on Christina's. It's like pornographic. Yeah, what were the sisters? Boogie Boogie, Bugle Boy, Company B, and your sister.
Sweet Sugar Candyman.
Producer Linda Perry says while recording the song, Aguilera wanted to ad-lib a long note with a little vibrato towards the end. Perry wasn't so sure.
I was thinking, oh, it's going to be another Christina, you know, right? And then she just got in front of the microphone and started singing the song and just hit this. Yeah! You know, and did this thing. And I was like, oh, my God. That note lasted a minute.
Back in the recording studio, the knob-twisting guru guides her reckless diva through a treacherous passage. Not everything Linda Perry touches turns to gold, and not every rock star gets a second chance. Love has already had about 7 of them. The album called Nobody's Daughter is supposed to come out sometime this year. Netta Ulibi, NPR News.